it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. SEPTA is running at full strength for the first time in 3 weeks as the service cuts have been reversed. But the 21.5% fare hike is now in place. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more from the Wissahickon Transportation Center.
All the signs here at Wissahickon telling people about the bus routes that were cut or shortened have been taken down. And this rider, Mike, says so far so good on his bus route.
It's on time. Everything is good. It was cut from one station, but that's what made it crowded, but right now, since it's running again, everything's pretty good right now.
But riders are paying more now that SEPTA's across-the-board fare hike is in effect.
If that's what it takes to get service back up and running normally, then, you know, it is what it is.
That's Zalia Key, who said she had to use rideshare several times in the last few weeks because of the SEPTA cuts, so she doesn't mind paying more now that service is restored. But she knows the extra expense will be tough for others.
Definitely not ideal for the average commuter.
The base fare for Metro service is now $2.90. That's up from $2.50. But what really stands out is the cost for monthly passes. A monthly trans pass went from $96 to $116. And the most expensive monthly trail pass for regional rail is now $2.55, which is a $51 increase. In Wissahickon, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
New census data shows incomes are rising in New Jersey. Income inequality is modestly improving while affordability remains a big problem. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty has more on this.
The U.S. Census Community Survey finds income was up by nearly $1,500 on average last year for New Jersey households, with a slight improvement in income inequality. State Senator Troy Singleton has been focused on these issues at the state level for years, and he says the work is far from over.
When we look at wealth and home ownership and savings and those gaps by both race and ethnicity, these inequalities remain and in many cases have worsened.
He says this is why the state's affordable housing efforts, as well as some tax credits they've been working on, are so important to close those gaps. The census also found New Jersey is among the most expensive states to live, with property taxes being a key factor. Singleton says programs like Anchor and Stay NJ were designed to address that problem, and the legislature must continue finding more ways to make the state more affordable. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Mayor Parker's revival plan for Kensington continues to inch along, showing progress but no imminent turnaround. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb recently walked the beat with rookie cops assigned to the area.
Officer Mike Wagner graduated from the Police Academy January 31st and, like the rest of his class, got sent right into action in Kensington.
It was shocking. Just seeing exactly what's going on and all these people that need help but don't yet want the help.
Wagner and his partner, Gage Wright, are part of the Revival Plan's Community Policing Surge, an effort to build relationships to improve safety and quality of life. Wright says it comes in increments.
I feel like small things matter and small things add up to bigger things. If we keep doing that, it'd get a lot better.
Wright and Wagner were working the night shift, hitting the street at 4 p.m. They'd only gone a block when they saw a woman lying in a pool of urine and stopped to make sure she didn't need medical attention.
Ma'am, could you just sit up so we can make sure that you're okay?
She's the first of dozens of people they'll check on through the night as they circle the blocks around the notorious corner of Kensington and Allegheny. But their boss, Inspector Laverne Vann, says they see far fewer people than when the revival effort started. Encampments are gone. Crime is down. She acknowledges there's much more to do, but she's encouraged.
Consistency, patience, that's what's going to make the difference.
Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HRV.
See dealer for financing details.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.